good morning. It is so good to see all of you here today worshiping with us. I know I have begun to see some folks on Facebook posting vacation pictures from our community of faith, which is kind of cool to see some of those. So I know we've been having some people out on vacation, but it is so good to see all of you that are with us here in worship today, and some of those that'll be listening later on in the week online. But we're glad that you're here to worship with us and experience God's grace. A little bit later on, I'll be asking that question: have you experienced the pain of feeling isolated or excluded? As we talk about a woman who's facing an issue and Jesus comes to the rescue, so to speak. We'll talk more about that, but we are glad to see you. So as we begin, let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father.
Let's join together for our call to worship in the bulletin. Bathe in the promises of God. Trust in God who works in and through us. Embracing Christ's healing, which makes us whole. Well, let's join together there as we sing our first hymn. You can turn to page 347 if you would like in the hymn book, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. He keeps me singing all four verses.
There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. God, I am with you, peace be still, in all of life's ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All my life was wrecked by sin and strife. Discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Of his grace, resting neath the sheltering wing, always looking on his smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes he leads me waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see his footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, he fills my every longing, keeps me singing. And let's sing the refrain again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, he fills my every longing, keeps me singing. Soon he's coming back to welcome me far beyond the starry sky. I shall wake my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Let's join together there for our opening prayer. Loving God, we are yours. We come as we are, with our cares and concerns. We long to touch you and find healing in your embrace. Strengthen our faith and heal our brokenness, that we may worship you with joy. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. We're going to go to our next hymn, one of those old ones there, 330, A Faith of Our Fathers, Holy Faith.
Large snakes. Have you ever been so sick that you couldn't go to school? Or you had to stay in bed and you couldn't go anywhere? Every Christmas, that's not a good time to get sick.
As we go to prayer this morning, I want to encourage you to be willing to share your joys and concerns this morning and as we get ready to go to prayer. So if you have a joy or concern, please share.
My mother-in-law took a very hard fall Sunday and asked that the Lord in love to use prayers.
Okay, and what is her first name?
It's Linda.
Linda. Okay, so we want to remember Linda with this fall. You said she's at Dorothy?
Dorothy Love.
Laura, okay. Okay, then we want to remember Linda. I think I saw another hand. Where?
I have an unspoken, but I also have a joy about Emily in Maine. Is in a rehab center now, so she'll be there probably another week, week and a half. But I talked to her last night. She's in good spirits.
Doing well and in good spirits? Okay, so we want to remember, remember last week we prayed for Emily, and so we want to continue praying for her as she's recovering. And so somebody else, yeah. Who is?
Susan,
okay, thank you. Yep, we can definitely do that for health and strength for Susan this morning. Definitely. Somebody else this morning. Yep. Okay, so Mary Jo and Evelyn this morning. Definitely want to keep both of those in our prayers this morning. Somebody else? Anybody else this morning? Yep. That's wonderful. Always love to hear the stories about the little ones that are come into the world and a part of us. Somebody else, joys or concerns? Yeah, he's been in that for several weeks, but he had a bad week. Asking prayer for Bill Shively, who had a bad week, and definitely want to keep him up in our prayers. And so, somebody else. Yes.
Our nephew, Derek, he's my Harry's grandson's. He's something going on with him that he's having trouble with his respiration. They haven't figured out what's wrong with him. So he's only 27 years old.
Oh, wow. Well, we definitely want to lift up Derek then this morning with this issue with his breathing and ask God's touch for him. Somebody else? Anybody else? All right. Well, we have a shorter list today, but some of those names that may come to your mind. But also, if you have a special need, maybe you couldn't share for yourself or somebody else, and you want to lift that up to the Lord there quietly in your seat as she plays, and then I'll come and close this out in prayer. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity that we have to gather together as your people, to come together as we sing and pray, hear your word, meditate, contemplate on what it means for our lives today. We're just grateful. And you said that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are with us. So we believe that today, that your presence is here, your spirit is here, and that you are working in our lives and in the lives of those that we're going to pray for here in just a moment. God, we especially think about those that are struggling today, those that are hurting, those that are grieving, those that are facing pain in their lives, not only from our list today, but also from our monthly list. Some that are going through treatments and need protection and so many different things, facing long-term illnesses, Lord. We ask that your hand would reach out to them and that faith will arise in their hearts today and that your spirit would work as only you can do. Lord, we especially lift up Linda today with after this fall at Dorothy Love. God, we pray for your healing and strength for her. We pray for Emily, God. Thank you that she's on the mend, but we continue to lift her up to you for healing and strength as she's recovering. We think of Susan today that has had a tough week, Lord. We pray for health and healing and strength for her and faith and courage, Lord, in the midst of this. We pray for Mary Jo today with this fall and the brain bleed. And God, we just ask that you would minister to her with your healing grace and with faith and strength today. Lord, we lift up Evelyn to you today, Lord. And just feels like giving up and losing the fight and the battle, God, and other things there, Lord. We just ask for your touch, your strength, for faith to arise within our hearts today. And that you would minister to her as only you can. We lift up Bill to you today, Lord. We pray for your strength for him, Lord, as he's had a bad week, a tough week, Lord. We just pray for strength and faith that you'll continue to be with Dolores and watch over her. And Lord, we lift up Derek today, this young man that's having breathing issues and respiratory issues, and they're not sure what's going on. We pray for wisdom for the doctors. We pray for guidance. We pray for strength today and healing and your presence to be with him, Lord, as only you can do. Lord, we continue to lift up our nation, Lord. We continue to lift up our leaders. We continue to lift up our state leaders. We continue to lift up our local leaders, Lord. We thank you for all of them. Continue to guide and give wisdom during these difficult times in our world today. We continue to pray for peace in our world and an end to conflicts, that somehow, some way, that resolutions can be found and ceasing of wars and fighting can happen, Lord, as only you can do, some way, somehow, God. Touch leaders and men's and women's hearts, Lord, to make a difference there. And we're thankful and grateful. Lord, we lift up the unspoken need and maybe other unspoken needs that may be here today. Maybe someone's come in discouraged or facing a tough week on their own, or maybe something else with their family, God. We just ask for your touch, for your strength, for your grace during this time, for courage in the midst of whatever they're going through. And we're thankful and grateful for that today. And Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of our time together as we break the bread of your word and look at this story about this lady. Lord, may our hearts be encouraged to just be willing and courageous to be able to reach out to you no matter what situations we're finding in life, and to trust you with our lives as we continue to look to you, and that you'll use us this week to be a blessing, to serve others in some way, as we give you thanks for all of these things, as we ask it now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our prayers, O Lord, hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for praying with us this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Thank you for your faithfulness. And I know that the council and our missions teams and other groups are always looking for ways that we can be a blessing to reach out and minister in different ways. And we're thankful so much for your willingness to be a part of that and reach out in the different ways that God has blessed you. So, as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Join together for our prayer of dedication. Gracious God, we thank you for our many blessings. May these gifts be a blessing to those in need and to your service in this church. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from Mark this morning, our lectionary reading from Mark chapter 5. And we're going to be reading verses 24b through 34, and you can follow along on the PowerPoint. A swarm of people were following Jesus, crowding in on him. A woman was there who had been bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a lot under the care of many doctors. and had spent everything she had without getting any better. In fact, she had gotten worse. Because she had heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his clothes. She was thinking, if I can just touch his clothes, I'll be healed. Her bleeding stopped immediately, and she sensed in her body that her illness had been healed. At that very moment, Jesus recognized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said to him, "Don't you see the crowds pressing against you? Yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus looked around carefully to see who had done it. The woman, full of fear and trembling, came forward. Knowing what had happened to her, she fell down in front of Jesus and told him the whole truth. He responded, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace, healed from your affliction." That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would give, add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, as I often share something, after a hearty rainstorm filled all the potholes in the street and alleys, a young mother watched her two little boys playing in the puddles through her kitchen window. The older of the two, a five-year-old lad, grabbed his sibling by the back of his head and shoved his face into a water hole. As the boys recovered and stood up laughing and dripping, the mother ran out of the house in a panic. "Why on earth would you do that to your little brother?" she asked as she shook the older boy's shoulders. "We were just playing church, Mommy," he said. "And I just happened to be baptizing him in the name of the Father and of the Son and in the Holy Ghost." He had part of the wording correct, didn't he? I want to talk to you this morning about courageous faith. Courageous faith. When I first started working on this, I had entitled this "An Isolated Woman." And then as I worked through it more and more, I decided and settled on the title "Courageous Faith." So let me ask you the question that was up there earlier. Have you ever experienced the pain of feeling isolated or excluded? You know, during the pandemic, we isolated for just a short period of time, and people were throwing fits and everything else and so forth and so on. I can only imagine how this nameless woman must have felt after 12 years of some form of isolation because of her affliction. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that and why that was so. But when I think about her, I wondered how embarrassed, how sad, how lonely, or maybe how she felt like she was a burden to others because of what she was going through. Have you ever been there? She was desperate, spending all on useless cures for nothing. Now, I know our translations say doctors, but there really weren't doctors back in that day. There were people that worked with herbs and some medicine type things like that, but nothing like what we think of today. But something happened that changed everything. And we're going to answer that. But I want to begin with a question. Why was she isolated? What was going on? What was happening in her life that all of this transpired? And I think it'll help us to understand. So we're going to look at that part, and then we're going to look at what happens with her encounter with Jesus. So let's first talk about the woman who is ritually impure. Or some translation, or some places in the Bible will talk about ritually unclean. What is going on here? Well, literally, she had become contaminated because of her affliction. Now, let me say something. Unless you've ever read through the book of Leviticus, you have no idea about clean and unclean, pure and profane language that is going on here. This is very common in the first century. Impurity and unclean or uncleanness doesn't mean dirty or filthy or disgusting or anything like that. But as I was reading some commentators this week, one of them pointed out that maybe contaminated might be the right kind of word to help us. And he didn't just mean with illness, he meant think of radiation. Think of if you've ever, well, I don't know if we know anybody that's experienced radiation, but what it would do to the body. But they had to be isolated and other things. Why? Because she had been hemorrhaging for 12 years. Now here's what most think. She either had some kind of abnormal period that continued on, or my view is that menopause, when she started through menopause, it never stopped. And because of that, because the ancients and the Israelites believed that life is in the blood, when she started losing blood like this, they believed that death had taken hold of her, and she was slowly, her life was draining away. And according to Leviticus, she is not permitted to go into the temple or the synagogue to worship with the other people. You imagine, 12 years. Now, she might have been able to go out a little bit as long as she stayed away from people, made sure they didn't come into contact with her. But imagine not being able to go to worship with your family and others that you knew in the community for 12 years. Lest she contaminate the sanctuary or others, so she had to isolate or some version of that. Until her bleeding stopped, she was deemed ritually impure. Now you might be saying, whoa, okay, Pastor, what? Why are you talking about all this? Well, you need to understand what was going on. Because back in the day, the normal time period was a week, and they had to isolate. And that was for health reasons, because they didn't have any of the things like we have today. In fact, most Israelites had faced ritual uncleanness or impurity at one time or another in their lives. For example, a person was considered ritually impure if they had any kind of secretions coming out of their body, because they didn't know if it was infectious or not. And God set it up so that he would protect the community. Or if they came in contact with a dead body, once again, because they didn't know if it was infectious. Why do you think all of a sudden, and I have no idea, somebody here might know, it's kind of a crazy thought anyways, when they started embalming people? I think it was after one of our plagues. Or if you came across and contacted or contracted a scaly skin infection. These were all in Leviticus, and they had to follow those. Usually such impurities were dealt with by isolating until a person recovered. They would take a ritual bath, and sometimes they would offer a sacrifice, or sometimes they would go through some ritual worship thing. And it was for preserving the life and health of the group. A minor inconvenience. So what does she do? the woman touches Jesus. Think about that for a moment. She touches Jesus. Her courageous faith made her whole. Her courageous faith. She heard of Jesus. She heard he was in the area. She probably heard about some of the healings and miracles he'd done. She kept telling herself, if only I can touch his clothes, I will be healed. In fact, one of the commentators pointed out that the Greek verb means she just, it was like she was saying in her head, if I can only touch him, if I can only touch his clothes, I'll be healed. If I can only touch his clothes. What was she doing? She's working up her courage. She's working up her faith. And when she touches his clothes, Mark says immediately the flow stopped, literally dried up. And immediately, Mark says, Jesus knows power has left him. And he starts looking around. Who touched me? In fear and trembling, she confesses. Her courageous faith has delivered her. Her determination to get to Jesus, to press through the crowd and touch his clothes, made a difference. It's like one pastor said, it was the difference between elbows and fingertips. If you don't know what I'm meaning there or what he was meaning, it's this. All those people crowded around them, that's the elbows, that's the shoulders. But her, she was reaching with her fingertips to touch him. Jesus restored her to society and to God's people. That flowed wasn't the only thing that stopped. She was restored completely. He sensed her touch. I believe he sensed her shame, her isolation, and restored her to society and God's people. He showed her love, compassion. And did you catch that he called her daughter? I don't know about you, but when I was thinking about this, it just struck me. That's my Jesus. That's what he does. He loves us so. He doesn't want to see us isolated. He doesn't want to see us in pain. Jesus knows our isolation. Jesus knows our desperation. Jesus knows our pain and what afflicts us. And he waits for us to reach out to him. Do you hear his words this morning? Who touched me? Or maybe we could say, who will touch me? Son, daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace, healed from your affliction. Courageous faith. Amen. Amen. Well, let's take a few moments this morning and greet one another and share the blessing. I guess we're going to get out of here early today. So you have to remember which one you change so that you can let that person. with that. Yeah. I just don't know what that is for some reason. Very unusual. Turn my mic on. Something about that name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus. Like the fragrance after the Jesus, Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about, oh, sing it again this morning, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms all pass away, but there's something about Let's join together for our benediction. Go in peace to share the joy of God's love.
God continues charting our course.
May Christ's touch heal us, God's love restore us, and the Spirit's presence go with us always. Amen.